Sissy sex change operation. One. Now I know you're used to hearing certain things to become hypnotized. I know you're used to having certain tricks played on you. I just want you to focus on my voice and try your hardest not to feel my fingers fondling your nipples right now. No, don't feel my thumb and forefinger gently and playfully flickering at your sensitive, erect, hard nipples. It's hard for you to resist my fingers slowly rubbing you into oblivion. You feel the slow and steady pressure rubbing around and around and around. Around and around and around and around, like a man would play with a girl's clitty. Tease it in to complete an utter submission to him. And your tight, juicy, very aroused nipple, it gives in to Dominica. It makes the rest of your body melt with desire and need. You can feel the sharp pulses. It's as if your nipples are connected to your Libby, directly, aren't they? Yes, and everything I do to your nipples, you can feel right down there in your clitty. Oh, each flicker, each suckle. Each and every cruel little bite. Yes, sweet baby. Each pinch of my firm, dominant fingers. Each dig of my fingernails. You feel yourself completely giving in to Dominica. You can't help yourself. You melt away. All the thoughts swimming around inside of your mind, they simply begin to evaporate. You can feel my sweet hypnotic voice luring you down here. Deeper and deeper and deeper down here with Dominica. Deeper and deeper hypnotized. My voice flows right through your mind, and nests hypnotizing everything. That means putting you out, numbing you. Your entire body goes numb. Feel your arms and legs collapse under the numbness. And you sit up out of your body and walk away from it. You come to Dominica, yes, you come over here on your knees. You come over here on your knees, on the floor, with your legs spread. Look down. There is no sex between your legs. You're like an alien. You don't have a sex. Yes, you left your sex with your body. See, you're just a beautiful spirit, aren't you? Your true self doesn't have a penis. Your true self is going to have a vagina now. And you look up at Dominica with my long flowing blonde hair. And I look down at you, my pretty jade green eyes, peering out from the top of a blue medical mask, staring down at you, into you. Yes. And as I stare into you, you can see me cutting at your body with the scalpel, changing your body's anatomy, but you don't feel anything at all. Your body was left numb, remember? You remember everything Dominica tells you to remember. And you forget everything Dominica tells you to forget. This is a very simple procedure. And once this procedure is over, when you are completely awake, you will find your body sex has changed. Others may not even notice it, but you know it. That's how you see it in the mirror. That's how you see it in your mind. This is how you dream about yourself now. With a vagina, say it. Yes, with a vagina. In all those feelings when I was rubbing your nipples, those were all attached to your new clitoris. Yes, feel me. Reach down and stroke your nipples, and now you can feel your new clitoris, can't you? Oh, yes. And every time you stroke your nipples, you're stroking your clitoris. Your clitoris, stroking and flickering, and stroking and rubbing, stroking and vibrating. And you see me slowly sewing up something on the body up there on the table, but it doesn't bother you. You do not have any recollection of anything happening at all. All you remember to forget is everything. Going deeper and deeper down inside of Dominica's voice, this is all you have ever wanted. And for the next 24 hours, you will live completely with your body as a woman. Underneath your clothes, you feel your clitoris and vagina. You can no longer feel or see any penis or testicles. They are gone. This is my hypnotic illusion. And you accept it totally. Accept it now, my pet. Accept it totally. And each and every time you listen to this MP3, you will get another 24 hours to be a woman with a clitoris, a clitoris, and a vagina. A hungry, hungry, needing, hungry vagina, wanting to swallow down every single bit of my precious white. And you see me putting a big bandage over your body's sex area. It makes it look almost like a doll, like there is no sex there. But we know underneath the bandages you're healing now. Your vagina and your clitoris, your clitoris, is healing now, and you only feel a vagina and a clitoris. Isn't that right, my pet? And you will awaken so completely convinced that you have a vagina and a clitoris. Yes, and you're so ecstatic and happy, you're going to tell everyone that it's safe to tell who's done this to you and how intense it feels. You're going to find yourself spreading the word of Dominica. You need a hypnotic sex change operation. You need to go under the knife and be anesthetized. Go under the knife and be completely knocked out. Drugged and awakened with a sexy, sexy body. Oh, you love the new breast implants, don't you? Reach up and feel your sexy nipples, honey. Yes, they're so big. Dominica had you under the knife for a long time. Can you feel how big and perky they are, honey? Oh, and you can't stop masturbating. You find yourself habitually masturbating. You find yourself toying with your own body all the time. You find yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper down for Dominica. You find yourself stroking your nipples and feeling your clitoris. Stroke your nipples, my pet. Stroke your nipples, obey. Stroke your nipples, crave to obey Dominica. Stroke, stroke, stroke your nipples, obey, crave to obey Dominica. Stroke, stroke, stroke. Feel your clitoris, it's on fire, so alive. You need to have sex. Your sexual, feminine little frame, it needs to fuck, doesn't it? It needs to spread itself wide and be fucked. Deeply and intensely, hour after hour after hour, until your body is so tired, your mind is so spent, you cannot come anymore. And yet I still thrust myself deep inside, over, 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 using you like the little toy that we both know that you are, my sweet little transvestite, transsexual, tranny girl. Oh, you're not a tranny girl anymore because you don't have a cock and balls, do you? No, you're not a man. You're a woman. Say it. Feel me stroking your nipples around and around and around. Each time you begin to feel the effects of this MP3 wearing off of you through the day, through the evening, even in your sleep, you find yourself stroking on your nipples. Oh, yes, over and over and over again, pinching and stroking it. Yes, you need it flickering, lightly rubbing, rubbing in circles, teasing and denying. And you find all the effects of this MP3 becoming newly energized. Newly energized. Forced upon you in the most sensual of ways. Rub your nipples and feel your clit slut. Do it, feel it. Yes, you're a little Gigi, a genetic girl, aren't you? Nobody can tell the difference. You have the pussy and the titties. You're all made up with your pretty hair and your shaved legs and your short skirt and your sexy satin blouse with those big breasts just spilling out of the top of it. Such a hot little creature you are. You just look like you're asking for it in those stiletto heels. You really are. You're just wanting to be pushed up against a wall and penetrated. Over and over and over again, you didn't go and have this pussy put on your body so that you could have fun in any other way than to have cock shoved deep inside of you. You need it, yes. Yes, a nice big thick cock. Wrap your legs around my back and pump your tight little pussy on my big fat strap. Love it when Dominica pushes you up against the wall, forcing your hands over your head, pinning them over your head as I pull your little skirt up, yanking your panties down, and they won't go down, so I rip them off of you. Thrusting my hard cock deep inside of your wet, dripping, wet little snatch from me, playing with your little nipples. You're just dripping. Look, you even have pussy juice down your thighs. Let me go down here and lick on it a little bit. I love to lick and suck and fuck on it and use you like the little whore we both know you are. What are you? Yes. You're my little whore and you feel yourself healing, accelerating. You feel the little bandage on your pussy beginning to peel away. Because you're getting more and more better with each moment that passes. Yes, and as the bandage begins to fall off, you look down and realize it's healed so quickly, and you start to see a little tiny bit of hair beginning to grow on it now, filling itself in a tiny little triangle. Oh, yes, reach down now. Spread those outside lips open. Let's see what the inside looks like, sweetheart. Oh, yes. Look at those pink inside lips and that big red luscious. Yes, that sexy clit. I'm going to reach up and stroke your nipples. Don't you let go of those cunt lips. Stroke your nipples around and around and around and around. I can see your clit throbbing. With the same rhythm that I am rubbing your nipples. Throbbing, rubbing, throbbing, rubbing, throbbing, rubbing. And you can feel a very, very, very long, oh yes, two of my fingers. And then three of my fingers And I begin pumping up inside of your pussy, pumping and squeezing and pulling it open. Then four of my fingers, yes, you're officially healed up, young lady. Cramming my fingers in there as many as I can. Letting that long set of four knuckles slide deep inside your little snout. And then I begin rubbing my fingers like I'm reaching for your belly button. Rubbing them and tickling your G-spot. Watching your little body flip around like a fish. Oh, your pussy squirting pussy cum and pee and all kinds of things out of you. Look at you, flapping around like a fish. You can't even handle it, can you? It feels so good. So good, you lose yourself inside this feeling. You lose yourself inside my voice. You never had a penis. You never had balls. You were born a female. You will always be a female. You are my female. What are you, little girl? Come. Come on my fingers. Feel me probing and pumping and probing. Pumping and probing and pumping and rubbing it out of you. Forcing it out of you. Sliding my thumb right inside your asshole and rubbing it around and around and around. Oh, so lubricated. Forcing you to come. You are a little ass slut. You can't say no to my fingers and thumbs and everything probing and fucking and using you like the little tramp we both know you are. Come. Come, come, slave, come. Don't you like how I can be so detached and just use you like a little puppet? Force you to come on my fingers. You like it too. Yeah, your little body twitching, everything. Oh, yes, you don't have to do any work. All you have to do is lay back there while I stroke the orgasm out of you. Forcing the orgasm out of you over and over and over again. Come. You must come for Dominica. Rubbing, rub, 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 rub. Yeah, rubbing your nipples, rubbing your nipples. Come, nipples, come, nipples, come. It must feel so good. I know it does, honey. It feels so good. It's almost as if here from a distance I have a voodoo doll and I'm just rubbing you all over the place. And there's nothing you can do about it but enjoy the pleasure. That's how much control Dominica has over you now. My voice has seeped inside your mind and seized control. Go to sleep now, my pet. Go to sleep. Go to sleep now, my pet. Go to sleep. Watch me stoking the fire. Go to sleep now, my pet. Sleep next to the fire. So warm. It's crackling. Go to sleep next to the fire. Go to sleep, my love. Go down. All the way down for Dominica. All the way down. Deeper. And deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. My pet, my darling. You are going to find yourself locking yourself in the bathroom and stroking your nipples every time you get a chance. When you're alone, you stroke them at a constant rate. when there are people around, you find yourself hiding to go and stroke them. Your femininity is enlivened when you're stroking their balls. Your desire to please and obey Dominica is heightened when you stroke your nipples. You find it difficult not to obey Dominica at this point. You need all of these feelings I'm making inside of you, and so you facilitate them happening, don't you, my pet? Yes, of course you do. Now watch me throw these things into the fire. It's your penis and your balls. We have to burn them now. We cannot leave them in one piece. Say goodbye to them. Watch them crackle and burn. It's like having a little weenie roast, huh? Yes, a weenie roast. Yes, they have to go because now you have a vagina, don't you? And titties and a clit and a vagina and a nice perky ass that I want to fuck. Now my little slave girl, deeper and deeper, slave girl, yes, slave girl. You find yourself habitually masturbating. You can't help but habitually masturbate. You find you are unable to stop yourself from habitually masturbating. Come, slave, come. Look at what control I have over you. Just three little words. Come, slave, come, and look what happens to you. Yes, you feel my fist up inside of you, don't you? You feel me fisting your tight little vagina. Filling you and fucking you, because that's what you crave, to have your legs open and feel your vagina fill, don't you? Oh, yes. Now you have to reach up and stroke your nipples while I fist. Fuck your vagina, you little slut. Oh, yes. Stroke them and stroke them and stroke them and stroke them. Enough is never enough for you. Come. You must come for Dominica. Come, come, come. Over and over and over again. Forced to come. Stroked into a frenzy until you just can't hold it back anymore. And then made to come over and over and over and over again until my incessant flickering on your pussy makes you pee yourself again. Dominica can't help it. You're going to have to get used to peeing out of that little clitty hole. You don't have a penis anymore, honey. Remember, we burned it. You see it there in ash? Look here. I'm shifting the stick through the ash. It's all gone. You could never put that back together. Yes, they're all gone. It's all toasty and gone. It's ash. You only have a pussy and clitoris, vagina and a clitoris. Sweet, sensual, feminine, sexy. Snatch between your legs. Well, Jessica, I've done so many things to you over the years. I've made you crave cock. I've made you suck cock. I've made you get it in the ass. I've sent you to a sorority party. I've made you do orgies. I have really put you through the ringer, little girl. And now finally, I have chopped off your penis and balls and given you sex change surgery. Now that you know what my ultimate goal was, how does that make you feel, my dear? The hypnotic sex change operation. And I had it planned this way all along. I don't want you to be a boy anymore. Dominica has cut away the problem at last. And you don't feel it there between your legs anymore. Tell me what's there between your legs now. Yeah. And you're going to listen to this MP3 every day, aren't you? And every time you touch your nipples, this MP3 is going to begin working on you for another 24 hours. Each and every time you so much as touch your nipple on mistake, the next 24 hours, it's working. You're captivated. You're my hypnotic sex change operation patient. You're going to find yourself telling others what I've done to you. You're going to find yourself completely convinced that you're female. And nobody can talk you out of it. You never want to be talked out of it again, do you? Only Dominica really understands you. And your loyalty and alliance and allegiance, it all lies with Miss Dominica. Mistress. Ms. Dominica. Dominica.